morning. Today is Friday, June the 21st, 2024. The time is 8:30 a.m. I'll now call the meeting of the Audit Committee of the Finance Commission of Texas to order pursuant to Chapter 551 of the Government Code. At this time, I will conduct a roll check. Dr. Rosie Morris has informed me that she'll not be able to attend the Audit Committee meeting this morning due to a conflict, and we've asked Commissioner Marty Green to fill in her place. Commissioner Green, are you present?
I'm present.
Commissioner Cerna, are you present?
I'm present.
We have a quorum of the Audit Committee with three members present. If there's anyone wishing to address the commission, you'll need to fill out a witness affidavit form and bring it to the front. Public comments on non-agenda items are limited to 5 minutes and agenda items to 10 minutes. First order of business today is the approval of the minutes of the Finance Commission Audit Committee meeting held on April the 19th. These minutes were circulated to the members. Are there any corrections to the minutes necessary? Gentlemen? If not, do I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the Finance Commission of Audit Committee meeting held on April the 19th, 2024?
Marty Green, so moved.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Any discussion, members? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Motion carries. Now I'll move on to item B. Commissioner Retta, would you please give us your report?
Certainly. We'll turn to page 5 on the report. We do have the summary of the audit activities. The first one with respect to the penetration test. Penetration test was performed. We did have a certificate. There was a question that turned out as a false positive, but there was a certificate, a Cisco certificate that was submitted that addressed that. On the second point, post-payment procurement, it is in progress, and virtually all the field work has been done on that. The third, the risk management program review, there's a detail of that beginning on page 7, the full report on that. The only comment on it is that there were no findings, a couple of observations. I will note that in the commentary on the continuity of operations plan, that plan has been updated and completed. It was not cited as a finding, but just referenced. So we have completed that, and it'll be updated every January. And then on the final, the mortgage grant fund audit, that is in progress, and the field work is in full progress, so we're working on that at the moment.
Thank you, sir. Department of Banking, Commissioner Cooper.
Our report starts on page 14. I'd like to ask Deputy Commissioner Wendy Rodriguez to go over that.
Good morning, members. As Commissioner Cooper indicated, page 14. You will find the Department of Banking's audit activity reports. There are 6 areas listed. First, you will see the risk management program review that was performed by the State Office of Risk Management, or SORM. The full report can be found starting on page 16, and no recommendations were noted for this cycle. Next on the list is the personnel policies and procedures system review performed by the Texas Workforce Commission. The full report begins on page 24. This review is performed every 6 years, and no findings were noted on this particular cycle review. One recommendation was made and incorporated before the report was finalized, and that was just to add additional detail on how to file a complaint with the Texas Workforce Commission Civil Rights Division and the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Next, you'll find the listing for the payroll and human resources audit performed by our internal auditor, Garza Gonzalez and Associates. Ms. Kimberly Gonzalez is here to present that report later in this meeting, but in preparation for that presentation, it is noted that there were 3 findings, all of which have been addressed by the department. On page 15 is a listing of the remaining areas that will be reviewed by Garza Gonzalez, and this includes our trust examinations and 2 follow-ups for the corporate activities area and 1 for the procurement, contract management, and hub, or historically underutilized businesses. And finally, since submitting our information for this report, we have received notice that the Comptroller of Public Accounts will be conducting a follow-up audit regarding the implementation status on corrective actions that were recommended at the post-payment audit that was performed and provided to us September of 22.
Any questions, members? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Number 3, Commissioner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our report is on page 33. We have 4 items on this report. And the first item is our internal audit from Garza Gonzalez and Associates related to our examination area and some certain metrics and things that they are looking at as part of that internal audit. Field work has been completed. We've had a preliminary discussion, you will expect to see that report at your next meeting. Next, we are in process on a penetration test and web application vulnerability scan. SORM, at the last meeting, you saw the report from their on-site consultation on the risk management program review, and there were a couple of items that they recommended, which we have completed now. And then the last item is that pending item that's really just going to hang out there until we come around for a follow-up audit. So, and that concludes my report on audit activities.
Thank you so much. We'll now move on to item C. Commissioner Cooper.
Page 37 has a timeline. I'd like to ask Wendy Rodriguez to come back up and kind of go over this. You know, the agencies have already started the budget process. It's obviously very important. It's one of the, in my opinion, one of the important things that the Finance Commission has to review and approve. So we want to give you a little bit of a timeline so you can know what to expect and when to expect it.
Thank you, Commissioner Cooper. But before I begin on page 37, I'd like to touch base on page 34. 34 begins, is a letter from the State Auditor's Office, granting authority to the finance agencies to employ a private auditor for providing internal audit services for fiscal year 25. So I just wanted to make sure and make a note of that.
Thank you.
Okay, page 37. As Commissioner Cooper said, this is our preliminary timeline for the budget process for the agencies to develop their operating budgets for fiscal year 25. The timeline is like previous years, so it doesn't deviate very much, if at all. So beginning in June and July, which we are in the midst of that, the commissioners and the agency management review their anticipated revenues and expenditures for the coming fiscal year. At that time, each agency evaluates their resource needs in order to perform and carry out their existing and new mandates for fiscal year 25. During this time, the agencies are also reviewing their staffing needs and related compensation as administration associated with the staffing needs. By August 1st, each agency's draft budgets are posted to the respective websites and the Finance Commission agency website as well, in preparation for the budget hearing that will be occurring on August 8th. At this meeting, the commissioners present their draft budgets in an open meeting for public comment. Any comments received are taken into consideration as the agencies will prepare to present the draft budgets to the audit committee and the full commission on August 16th. At this meeting, the budgets are presented and the audit committee takes them up for discussion and possible vote. There are no questions. I'll turn it over to the commissioners in case they have anything agency specific to comment on.
Any questions?
One question on the budgets. Do you contemplate budgeting for full fulfillment of all of the roles? I know we have a lot of open positions at each of the agencies.
For the Department of Banking, we do for the full amount of the authorized, and we kind of scatter them throughout the year. We don't front load that, kind of scatter them out, and I believe the other agencies do the same.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments from each of the agency heads on there?
No, sir.
Yeah. That concludes the report from that.
Okay. Now we'll be moving on to item D. Ms. Kimberly Lopez Gonzalez from Garza and Gonzalez and Associates will be presenting the Texas Department of Banking's 2024 Payroll and Human Resource Report. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Kim Lopez Gonzalez, representing Garza Gonzalez and Associates, the CPA firm, the private CPA firm that the Finance Commission has contracted with to perform the internal audit services for the three agencies. Based on the discussions and the presentations that have been made, you can kind of conclude that we've been very busy here at the three agencies. Our task is to complete all the audits, follow-ups for all three agencies by the next, to be presented at the next audit committee, which probably will be sometime in August, I think. So we've been very busy here, keeping all the employees busy and taking a lot of their time. But want to let you know that they have been very cooperative, as they have in for this report that I'm here to present this morning for the payroll and human resources for the Texas Department of Banking. This audit report was started in April of 24, And we completed this audit right at the date that the last April meeting was held. So we were not able to come to the board at that time, to the Finance Commission at that time. But it is dated April 19th. And the reason we are now here 2 months later is just because we missed presenting at that date because we concluded it right at that time. But happy to be here this morning to present to you the results of the Payroll and Human Resources Audit for the Texas Department of Banking. That report can be found on page 38, beginning on page 38, and goes through page 50 of your packet. Page 39 of that report is, or page 40 of that report, is our report to you, Audit Committee, indicating that we did perform that audit for the 7 months ended March 31st, 2024. The second paragraph there does indicate that we do have some comments and recommendations that Wendy did allude to earlier. And those are presented summarized on page 48 of this report, which we will go through. I'll summarize them for you as I go through this report. Page 41 of the report, just want to highlight a little, some information there. The bottom part of the report does indicate the 2024 internal audit plan. That audit plan was dated January 23rd, 24, approved by the Audit Committee and the Finance Commission on February 16th, 2024. And based on that audit plan, the tasks that we were authorized to perform was the risk assessment and the audit plan, which was completed, the payroll and human resources audit, which is this report that you have before you, the trust examinations audit, which is scheduled to begin next week, and then the follow-up, which is also scheduled to begin in early July. So once we're done with that, we will prepare the 2024 internal audit annual report to bring that to you in August. Pages 42 through 44 of this report is some background information related to the payroll and human resources process, methodologies, practices in place. This does just provide you a summary of those items just for you to have some information related to that. What I did want to indicate to you on page 42 of this report, the CAPS, which is the Centralized Accounting and Payroll Personnel System, that is a new system that that the department did migrate to in July of 22. That is something that we had not looked at since its implementation. That's why we thought it was important for us to take a look at that during this audit. That is one of the reasons why this area did rise to a high-risk area during the risk assessment. Page 43 of the report, on that page in the mid-section, I just want to highlight there for you that there were 24 new employees hired during the audit period that we were auditing, which was from September through March 31st, 2024. Page 44 of the report, during that same period, there were 14 employees that separated from the department. Pages 45 through 47 of this report provides our audit objective, the scope, the methodology, and the procedures that we performed to come to the conclusion and to enable us to opine on the results of this audit. And finally, on page 48, the three comments, this is just a summary. There were three of them, which are here. They're summarized here on the data exchange access deletion, prior state employment verification, and then the job offer checklist and right to opt out 401k acknowledgement. Those are the titles of the three comments and recommendations, which are further explained on pages 49 and 50. The first one is the data exchange access deletion. That just has to do with removing access for an employee and the time it took to remove the access during the separation process. As Wendy indicated, there is a management's response here, and based on what they have reported is that it's been completed. When we do come back next year to perform a follow-up, that is when we will determine if it is the process that they put in place does address this recommendation. The second one here is for the verification of the state employment, which is required to be performed. We did find one exception, and I believe that the department is indicating that they have implemented some processes that will address that issue, or that has addressed that issue. And finally, page 50 has the third item, which is for some information that could not be located for our review. And again, our recommendation, our management's response, and management's response is in here. And based on the information that they have provided in the board packet, they are indicating that it has been in the, implemented as well. So those are the three comments and recommendations that we have brought to be, that resulted from our audit. And I will be happy to answer any questions that you may have related to those items or to any other information that's included in this report. I would like to take this time to thank Wendy. She is our audit contact, and everybody else that that was involved in this audit, because we do, as I indicated, we do take a lot of the time. We do ask for a lot of information, but we were not restricted in any form or fashion. We do determine what kinds of procedures we want to perform, what information we'd like to look at. And that information is requested, and it was provided in a timely manner. Everybody that we wanted to meet with did make themselves available, so very flexible to meet the timing to enable us to perform an efficient audit. So I think that's important for you to hear, that
yes.
We are not being restricted in any form or fashion when we are performing the audit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions, members? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
First, do I hear a motion to recommend that the Finance Commission approve the Texas Department of Banking's 2024 Payroll and Human Resource Report as prepared and presented by Garza and Gonzalez and Associates?
Hector Sesma, so moved.
Marty Green, second.
Thank you. Members, any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. The motion carries. Well, now we'll move on to item E, Commissioner Pettijohn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have a very brief report on page 51 related to the Texas Financial Education Endowment. We're sort of in between, as a normal activity, we're at the early stage of the 2024-2025 grant cycle. That first six-month period, semi-annual period, ends at the end of this month, and so reports will be due in July. And then we're have concluded the 2022-2023 grant cycle, and the six-month longitudinal reports will be due also at the end of July. And we'll be looking to prepare the impact statement. So you'll see semi-annual report, perhaps the next meeting, and then an impact statement later this year for the prior grant cycle. So normal activity.
Thank you. Next item is item F, Commissioner Retta.
Yes, with respect to the mortgage grant fund, there are two things here. The first is the activities report, much as and the third annual, sorry, the semi-annual reporting period ends on the end of this month, and we'll report it next month. And then just a note in here that 47% of the total awarded amount has been dispersed to date. We have also included in here the 2025-2026 mortgage grant fund projected timelines with the months, because it's time for us to be started and for the next period to start applications being submitted and decisions on those applications. So that's the report. And we have also updated the mortgage grant fund administration annual, and wanted to have that and recommend approval of that. There were some revisions to that really cleaned up based on some of our experience over the last year, the first cycle of the mortgage grant fund. So we updated formatting on some of it, and then we put more detail into the application process and some of the reporting requirements as well. So I would say I would classify them as being minor edits, but improvements nonetheless. And so that comes as a recommended motion.
Members, any questions?
No questions.
Okay, I don't see any other items being of business for the audit committee this morning. So at this time, 8:49 a.m., the meeting of the Audit Committee of Financial Texas is now adjourned, and we will be in recess until 9 o'clock for the full Finance Commission meeting.